honestly a sore point, because Dan and I were never brought in on the decision. We were just told at some point, yeah, Frank's out, Ralph's in. Martin and Jim came to that conclusion on their own. And as I said, it's a sore point. I mean, I think that if it had been put to a vote, I would have voted for Ralph because he's an amazing bass player. Frank's a really good bass player too, but you know, I think if it had come to it, I would have said, yeah, I think Ralph would be a great bass player. But yeah, it was just a fait accompli. And as I say, it sort of was the first crack in the whole edifice that, you know, kind of caused everything to come tumbling down a couple of years later. I was ribbing the guys when we got back together in 2011, thinking that we might be invited to do Concert of Colors. And so we started working up some material, and I said to the guys, you know, we got the sequence wrong. You're supposed to get famous and then fall to pieces, and we just fell to pieces first. I don't know how much you know about Retro. I always describe us as having made it to the top rung of the minor leagues, you know, and we were poised to, if not go to the bottom rung of the big leagues, at least be in that grungy little space under the bottom rung, you know, but we were poised to make that leap. But the whole thing just went to hell at that time. And you know, as I say, to me, the first crack in that facade really was when, you know, this decision was made with two of the guys in the band not even consulting the other two guys, and it pissed me off, to be honest. And it wasn't like, you know, Frank was some total fuck up. You know, he's a good bass player. He's an original bass player too. I told him, you know, he's always shocked when I tell him this. So I said, you know, you have a different way of approaching the bass. That, and he said, I do. I think I just am a really standard bass player. I said, well, no, you consistently come up with bass parts that I wouldn't have thought of, you know, and so as I say, I thought he was a really good bass player,